Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The new movie Disconnect, which opens in theaters today, is a cautionary tale. It uses four intertwining stories to explore what can go wrong when people get ensnared by the digital world. In this scene, Alexander Skarsgård plays a man who consults with a private investigator, played by Frank Grillo, after being victimized by cybercrime.
So when do you think the cops are going to question this guy?
It's like I said, these cops, they're swamped. No, they don't have the resources. It's like 25,000 people a day get their identity stolen. So take a ticket.
Jason Bateman also plays a pivotal role. The movie's director, Henry Alex Rubin, studied film at Phillips Academy and says the issues tackled in Disconnect span the generations.
No one knows what the rules are for our relationship with electronic devices, and we are all making them up for ourselves. I hear couples tell me that they have no devices in the bedroom rules. I have friends who play a game where they put their phones in the middle of the table, and the first person who reaches for it has to pay for the meal. But the truth is that, you know, these devices are incredible. They can connect us to the world, and they are mostly amazing things. But there's another side to it, which is that we can sometimes alienate those people that are right next to us physically.
And they can do a lot of damage, which your movie looks at.
Yes, I mean, technology itself is completely neutral. It's not bad. It's us, and it's how we use it. You know, technology has put the Mars rover up, and it also has developed drones that can kill people from miles away. So technology does whatever we want it to do. And I think that when people have problems communicating, that might be exacerbated by this technology.
I found this movie really riveting, even though it was hard to watch in ways. There was this boy who is basically cyber-bullied. He's sort of tortured online. And there's a scene where he gets a sexting photo in the cafeteria when he's sitting alone. And his immediate instinct is just slap the phone over. He's so shocked he got the picture that he has to turn it upside down. I thought that acting was so true to life.
Thanks. I mean, he had never seen the photo that he was getting. So I think he was really surprised when he saw it. And he flipped the phone over, partially by instinct, partially because he was in the role.
You planned it that way, that when he was filming the scene, he would not have seen that picture until that moment?
I did a lot of that. Because I come from documentary, I didn't really know how to make a fiction movie. I sort of improvised my way through it. And a lot of the things that I did was not tell characters certain things that were happening or that were about to happen. There's a scene in the movie where a girl gets spit in the face, and she had no idea that that was going to happen. And it's totally stunned and had a line which she didn't say because she just didn't know how to react.
So that shock of being spat upon that I thought was great acting was actual true shock.
That was true shock, yeah.
Your movie, of course, focuses on victims, but it also focuses on, very closely, at least one perpetrator. And as the movie moves along, the audience really begins to feel empathy for this kid. Why did you feel it was important to show that side as well?
Well, you know, when I approached this film, I just wanted to make it as realistic as possible. And one of the things I did to make these stories real is that I found real people who had experienced every situation in this film. So I found a kid who had performed online pornography and interviewed him. I found a reporter. I found FBI agents to interview. I found a cyberbully. I met two of them, actually, and I was both struck by how non-criminal they were. They were just goofy kids. One guy was actually a little bit shy. The other one, very outgoing, but just always searching for a laugh. And you could tell that that was the instinct that ends up bullying. But these kids, they were sweet, and they were remorseful. So you could see both sides of this. And we make it into a very simple black and white issue and turn the perpetrators into cartoons, then it doesn't help anyone because you can't relate to it. And you think, well, I don't know anyone like that, and I would never do that.
Using Jason Bateman as this key and quite serious character was interesting to me because I normally associate him with lighter fare.
Yes, this was me going a little bit out on a limb because he is considered a comic actor and everybody sees his face and expects to laugh. But I gave him a beard and gave him what I hope is the beginning of a very real dramatic career. He really stunned me with how subtle and powerful his acting was. He's someone who has been on set all his life and is such a skilled performer that he was doing very tiny things just with an eye flicker. There are scenes in this movie that are just Jason Bateman's eyes as he's typing a conversation online. And you get a lot from just eye movement with Jason.
Henry, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Henry Alex Rubin directed the movie Disconnect, which opens today.